This is Audible.
Macmillan Audio presents Arcanum Unbounded, The Cosmere Collection by Brandon Sanderson. Read for you by Michael Kramer and Kate Redding. Preface. The Cosmere has always been full of secrets. I can trace my grand plan now to several key moments. The first is the emergence of Hoid, who dates back to my teenage years when I conceived of a man who connected worlds that didn't know about one another, a person in on the secret that nobody else understood. While reading books by other authors, in my mind I inserted this man into the backgrounds, imagining him as the random person described in a crowd, and dreaming of the story behind the story of which he was a part. The second moment that helped all this come together was reading the later books in the Foundation series by Isaac Asimov. I was awed by how he managed to tie the robot novels and the Foundation novels together in one grand story. I knew I wanted to create something like this, an epic bigger than an epic. A story that spanned worlds and eras. The third moment, then, was the first appearance of Hoid in a novel. I inserted him nervously, worried about making everything work. I didn't have my grand plan for the Cosmere at that point, only an inkling of what I wanted to do. That story was Elantris. The next book I wrote, Dragonsteel, was never published. It's not very good. But in it, I devised Hoid's backstory and the backstory of the entire universe I named the Cosmere. Elantris wasn't picked up by a publisher until years after that point, and when it was, I had the grand plan in place. Mistborn, Stormlight, and Elantris became the core of it, and you'll find stories relating to all three in this collection. I would guess that most people who read my works don't know that the majority of the books are connected, with a hidden story behind the story. This pleases me. I have often said that I don't want a reader to feel that they need to have my entire body of work memorized in order to enjoy a story. For now, Mistborn is just Mistborn, and Stormlight is just Stormlight. The stories of these worlds are at the forefront. That isn't to say there aren't hints. Lots of them. I originally intended these cameo hints between the worlds to be much smaller, particularly at first. Many readers, however, grew to love them, and I realized I didn't need to be quite as stingy with the hidden story as I was being. I still walk a fine line. All of the stories you read are intended to be self-contained, at least within the context of their own world. However, if you do dig deeper, there is much more to learn. More secrets, as Kelsier would say. This collection takes a step closer to the connected nature of the Cosmere. Each story is prefaced by an annotation from Chris, the woman who has been writing the Ars Arcanum appendixes at the ends of the novels. You'll also find star maps for each solar system. With things like this, the collection goes further than I've gone before in connecting the worlds. It hints at what is to come eventually. Full crossovers in the Cosmere. The time for that hasn't arrived yet. If all this overwhelms you, know that most of the stories in here can be read independently. A few take place chronologically after published novels, and this is noted at the beginning of those stories, so you know how to avoid spoilers if you want. None of the stories in the collection require knowledge of the Cosmere as a whole. The truth is, most of what's going on in the Cosmere hasn't yet been revealed, so you couldn't be expected to be up to date on it all. That said, I do promise that this collection will provide not just questions, but at long last, some answers.